This is Donnie Jackson, editor of IWC's Urgent Communications, and today I'm speaking with John Martin of Zetron. John, thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
Hi, Donnie. Thank you very much.
So, John, seconds count in any kind of response, but that really is particularly true for a fire response. At Zetron, you guys have been providing dispatch and things like that to help out. But have you guys got a new product that you all are releasing now?
Yes, we are. This September, we are coming out with our all-new Max Fire Station Alerting, what we call Max FSA. And the idea is to have the Zetron technology applied so that we can reduce the dispatch times by turning the common repeated manual actions into faster computer-generated orders that are always performed in the correct sequence to increase the accuracy and the timeliness to respond.
Okay. Now, is this something you guys have been working on for a while? Because I could have sworn I've been to a Zetron booth at some trade shows and seen this concept before.
That's right. It takes time to get to reach perfection. Although, we got to say that Max FSA had its first beta release about a year and a half ago. And we've been assembling a lot of the feedback and the lessons learned, and now we're making it the generally available broad market solution that the market was demanding.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the features?
Sure can. We go from the whole gamut, voice, being VoIP, radios, messaging, the AUX/IO, and starting with CAD. We have two models for deployment. The first one is the most traditional that the fire station alerting users know. And that's where it's a CAD API-driven response. And the second one is even a standalone, where the Max FSA is able to offer dispatching, radio, and fire station alerting as a standalone offer.
Okay, and I know a lot of people are familiar with Max Dispatch and CAD and things like that. Does this work in concert with those?
It does. As a matter of fact, it's what I almost call seamless. Max Dispatch can support Max FSA with a very efficient and affordable enhancement. And then through our CAD API, Max FSA is a integrated workflow that can start with the CAD workstation and then submit and send orders for notification down the line, all the way out to the field where the firehouse and the fire station resides.
Okay. And then from the other side, do I actually have to have Max Dispatch and CAD for it to work?
No, and that's another aspect of it. So thanks for asking. We've made it so that it can be a CAD API-driven. The Max Fire Station Alerting resides in the back office of the dispatch center. And then the output is, you know, going to be the voice, the radio, messaging, AUX/IO, et cetera.
Okay. And you know, fire departments are so different. I mean, you go from, you know, one station, volunteer fire department to, you know, a dozen stations with highly trained personnel and things like that. Where does this work?
Yes, this is what we've learned in the last year and a half, is that a lot of jurisdictions are going to a PSAP or dispatch agency that services different fire agency types, just like you noticed. And what we have with Max Fire Station Alerting is a flexibility and affordability that is very unique in the market. So by making Max FSA highly configurable, we can scale it to, say, where the dispatch agency services a fire agency that is less of smaller size, and maybe they have a second agency they're dispatching to, and in that fire district, it's a very complicated represented labor and so forth. In any event, whether it's the CAD API or the Max FSA that drives it, we can create a solution that is defined for that agency dispatch model. So if a chief is saying, we just want to do tones and some basic radio, that becomes the profile for them. And then in the other agency, if the chief says, well, we've got these fire stations that are kitted out with OxIO, and we've got maybe a push-to-talk over cellular interface that is leveraged in addition to our basic LMR radios, these are all exposed according to what profile they want to be. It's a very flexible and affordable way of doing business from a PSAP or dispatch agency with multiple customers.
Okay, so it's affordable enough that even if I'm just a one station, I can use it, but it's scalable enough that if I have a whole bunch of stations, it's still going to work.
Exactly right.
Okay, now the other thing is, and you mentioned how, you know, each fire department may have different things that it wants in an alert. But my other question is, man, some of these fire stations are ancient and some of them are brand new. I mean, do I have to have certain things in place within the station to be able to take advantage of MaxFSA?
That's a great question, because it is what is true about the what we have out there. We've got, you know, sometimes 40 years worth of technology, even within the same agency. And what you don't want to do is have to do a rip and replace. So that's why we focus on the dispatch center as the back office control. And then out in the field, have the smaller, less expensive installations. So if we're speaking with a firehouse sending tones or radio, or maybe an LED reader board is out there, or we have an ability to interface with the older technology, maybe it's Modbus based for OxIO, as well as the new, more modern all IP building management systems, since they produce gateways to third parties. So the idea is to be able to serve the complexity of agencies between them or within an agency and their history of firehouse construction.
Okay, all right. And so even those that may be hoping to move to next generation 911 in the next few years, this is something that should be able to work with that as well.
That's right, because at its heart, the MaxFSA and MaxDispatch lines are all IP, high availability products. So with that being the case in the core, it really lends itself to next gen 911, taking that data and then pushing it out into the field.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, this sounds like a great thing, John, and congratulations to Zetron for getting MaxFSA out the door. I know you guys have been working on it for a long time.
Yeah, you know, and it's true, and it's actually so exciting. What I would do in this podcast is I would send you the MaxFSA text-to-speech right now. I would type in my keyboard, thank you very much, Donnie. And then you would hear in a voice much more attractive than mine that says, thank you, Donnie. I hope you have a great day.
Okay. And then maybe you'll be able to open the door for my vehicle to go out?
That's right, actually. you've actually mastered the principle behind MaxFSA.
Okay.
Thanks again.
Yeah, all right. Well, hey, thanks a bunch, John, and congratulations again.
Thanks, Donnie. Take care. Bye-bye.